Whatever it is.
You ever heard a calf make a kind of a, what would you say he does?
Blates. Call it blating, I reckon.
Yes.
Sometimes they'll have a moaning kind of a groan, you know?
Yes.
Old cows are grown to the calves, and the calves come, and they groan to us.
We were talking about male and female animals. What about when a hog gets full grown? A full grown male hog? What would you call him?
Huh. His proper name's boar. Big old boar hog, or whatever you would say.
Yes.
Large one. And again, they call them males. Big male.
Yes. Can you get when one's just after it's born, when it's real small, you call that a...
You call him, I reckon, just a little small male. There was so many males, so many sows.
Or just a little pig? Or?
Yeah, when they're little pigs. So many.
Is there something in between a little pig and a full-grown one? Gets a little larger than a pig, you call him something else?
Yeah, you call him chokes.
About as big as he have to get before he's a...
About 25-30 pounds, I reckon. You're getting up in there. Oh, I say 20 pounds. Shorty pig, you know. Call him shorty pig.
Shorty pig.
Yeah. Shorty pig. Gets on up there and you call him big chokes.
Right. What about females? What do you call them?
Well, you... They what?
Female hogs.
Oh. Call them sows.
Sows. You ever seen these male hogs that had these old long...
Purses. Yes, sir. I've saw them that long.
6 inches?
Yeah. Saw the whole two. Two of them. I forgot where that was, too. I'd like to get a hold of some of them things. They're sure something. You know, wild hogs, they'd be wild if it's a very big forest when you go in. They'd be wild on them. And them old wild boars will cut the, walk up to a pine sapling like that and just cut the bark off of it and say,
what'll do that?
The hogs, knowing that bark on them. Yeah.
Those wild ones?
Yeah. I'm sure you down here on the fork of the Bay and Gulf, back in on them ridges. And they don't build beds like these tame hogs. Wild ones don't. They just build just a little old common bed. They don't build no big fine beds like these tame ones do. Just a little old flat place. Like.
I guess when you had hog killing time, you had to get those stiff hairs off their back.
Yeah, you put them in that scald in water. Scald it off. And scrape it off. But if you have your water too hot, you got to know about that too. If you get your water too hot, you set the hair. And that's all of it then. Might you have to skin the hog.
Mm.
When you set the hair, you can't get it off unless you cut it off. Like a razor, you know.
That's called scissoring.
All right. Yeah, and you can't get it out because it won't come out. It's done set. And you cut it off then with a sharp knife. Well, it's still in that skin. Some people like to eat that skin, you know, when it's fried in meat.
Yes.
So you never about got the skin in it. You set the hair. Well, you have it. All the hair out of it.
Ever heard people call those stiff hairs anything in particular?